Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to make your next move into a reality. Not to mention, with Squarespace's beautifully designed templates and customizable features, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. Simply add and arrange your content with the click of a mouse. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
And I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles, California. It's Saturday, August 6, 2017. Wait, Sunday. I wrote down Saturday. Weirdo. It's 420-ish, and we have a great turnout today, but how many name tags do we have today? That's the question. Plenty of name tags.
Wow.
Super Jamie, your name is Jamie? I like it, instead of Super Jaime. Oh, Death Becomes Her, Eric Nagel was just talking about, on It's the Eric Nagel Show, he was talking about that movie's 25 years old now. And people don't remember that Bruce Willis is in it. It's kind of more of a Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn vehicle. But what'd you change it to?
Beth Becomes Her.
Well, very good. I was just listening to people talk about that movie. Not Another Teen Jamie. That's cool. Why, you bought some comic books at the, you don't have a name tag, but it looks like you're just, I don't want to show you my name tag. I'm good, but it's actually a bag of comic books. The Rocky Laura Picture Show, instead of a different set of Jaws, which is the tagline for that Rocky Horror Picture Show, it says a different set of joints. So that's my favorite, although I gotta say that dead Yoda back there that looks like it's been hanged till dead is pretty cool. Luke Who's Talking, that's a nice one. Atomic Brenda? Brend? Your name is Brendan. Why not just Atomic Brendan?
Syllables.
That's a great reason. And you just bought like a pop vinyl thingy out in the comic book store and you're holding it up? Does it have your name? You put your name on it? Well, good. At least no one will take it. What does it say? Justin, what figure is that? It's Dinesh from Silicon Valley? And you just put Justin over it? All right, well, good luck to everybody. Doug plugs this Thursday. I gotta double check these now. This Thursday, August 10th, seems right. I'm doing a stand-up show at Go Bananas in Cincinnati at 10 p.m. Bring your name tags if you want to play a game. And Saturday, Doug Loves Movies is also at Go Bananas at 4:20. Then Sunday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Funny Bone in Columbus. Oh. Next, Doug Loves Movies in L.A. is Tuesday night, August 15th at 9:30. Over at UCB Franklin. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
Yeah! I just saw our good friend Pete Holmes. He really refers to what he does on Doug Loves Movies and Getting Doug with High and One Time on Dining with Doug and Karen as a character. He claims that's not really him. And I gotta say, we were together for a few hours shooting a scene for his show on HBO, and he was extremely mellow and let me talk and everything. In the scene, too. In the scene on the show, I actually get to speak. From the corrections department, Stanley Tucci was not in Mouse Hunt. But, unfortunately, if someone slips one by me like that and then wins the game, then that's how it goes, you know? I'm like Alex Trebek if he had integrity. Doesn't make any sense. All right. The prize bag, I brought some stuff, and then my guests brought some stuff, but I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a notepad from Copy Central in Traverse City, Michigan, and a CD of a comedian that's coming out on Special Thing Records, which is, I'm on that label as well, and this comes out on Friday. It's by Mike Bridenstine, and it's called The Hungry Wolf Hunts Best, and on the cover, he's got blood on his face and meat in his hands. This is cool. When you sit in first class on an airplane, they give you like this little thing with some toothpaste and deodorant in it. So I'm giving that away. All three sizes of the Christmas pipe from Peacemaker. A sippy cup from when I saw a Broadway show. And had my vodka soda, my Tito's and soda, a copy of my CD, promotional. It's a good thing it's written right on there. I almost said professional tool, but that would work. Maybe that could be the follow-up. Actually, the follow-up, my new CD is coming out on August 18th, also on a Special Thing Records. And it's... thank you. It's called Lexington, Kentucky 5717, because that's when and where it happened. And it's basically just a recording of what my stand-up shows are like almost like a, like how bands put out, bootlegs, or people make bootlegs of a band performance. This is one very specific performance. It's a very Lexington, Kentucky based performance. Also, a blue card from Getting Doug with High. I brought all that stuff, but my guests also brought some stuff, so please give a big Will Morcom. God damn it. Holy shit. I might have to just say that from now on. I don't even know what it was. Please give a big mom. Mark Ringmom. Please welcome Aya Cash, Desmond Borges, and Kumail Nanjiani! hot crowd, literally and figuratively. Yeah.
It's actually a lot less hot, not the in temperature less hot than I thought it was going to be. This is nice.
It's a warm day out there, so I'm grateful that someone here at the comic book store turned on some sort of fan or something.
I'm actually kind of chilly. Can we put the heat?
Well, yeah. Listen. Welcome to weight loss and movie trivia. Two great things that go great together. Usually movie trivia, you're drinking a beer and eating fish and chips or something, right? On Tuesday night.
They should have like SoulCycle and movie trivia.
Whoa.
Did we
or just even SoulCycling game show, like where you're just engaged with questions and answers and winning and losing, and you're not even thinking about how you're SoulCycling.
That's it.
I love it.
I think we figured it out.
Yeah, I think we figured out a way for us to have a thing no one goes to. This version's much better. Everyone just likes just sitting there while this is going on. And let's meet my guests individually, starting with... I'm sorry, but I don't have like a little table for you to put your water on. Don't forget to use your microphone voice.
That's all right.
Gretchen on You're the Worst on FXX. It's Aya Cash. I always, your first name has a very specific...
Spiff-sific?
It's Peff-sific.
Spliff-sific.
It's very spliff-sific. Because that's why we started at 4:30 today. I used to play a lot of cards down in the Commerce Casino with a lot of Asian and...
Where is this going?
Hispanic...
That should be the end of the story.
No, that's not it.
I've played cards with Asians.
Anyway. Hispanics, just people from all over the world.
That's so kind of you.
Card.
So generous,
card
Doug.
Players. But card players.
Sure.
Have you spent time in a card room at all?
No.
Yes. Okay. You have, Des?
Yes. All right.
They're too diverse for me.
Yeah, right?
I like being here.
I wonder if any card players saw The Big Sick because they thought it was a card movie and they thought they were seeing The Big Slick.
Uh-huh.
Because that's a Hold'em expression. Mm. Do you know what it means?
No.
If you have an ace and a king in your hand, that's called Big Slick.
I see.
That's
okay.
Right. Oh, Aya knows it?
Yeah, I play cards.
All right.
Not in card rooms, though.
Okay.
Just in, too many Asians, right, Aya?
I like to be the only one.
But what? This is what would happen when somebody, when something would happen in the game that was exciting or upsetting or it was an all-purpose thing. They'd go, Aya! They would scream that all the time.
Even the Latinos?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody started doing it. I don't know what group of people started it. But since they all play cards together all the time, they just all say it.
Aya! Like, I don't want to do it.
Aya! Yeah. And I don't know. So anyway, I think of that when I think of your name. I had a similar conversation with Sandra Oh. It did not go well. I'm like, I think of you every time I'm making love.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I thought you yelled, Sandra!
Or Big Slick. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That's a real non sequitur. You're the Worst. Awkward pause. It's coming back. Yeah, September 6th is the fourth season.
Oh, wow.
Can you give us a a hint about what Gretchen's up to that wouldn't give away too much?
I smoke crack this season. Oh,
Lordy. I think you just gave away too much. So that's probably like a whole arc, right? It's probably not a...
really.
Oh, yeah, you could just do it
one time. You can just do it a couple times and you're fine.
You could just do a one-y?
Yeah, everyone should experiment with that.
All right, well, if anybody's got some, I'll try it once today. I'll try it in the parking lot instead of my usual fare.
Also, we're broken up. That's the big thing. But that's not a real spoiler because you'll find out real quick.
Right, doesn't it seem like you're on the precipice of either marriage or a breakup at the end of the last season?
Well, he left me after proposing to
right,
me,
so that's why I called it that.
Yep.
That's exactly.
The proposal still counts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that he just ran off.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's the sort of the cliffhanger going into the new season. All right.
Des will give you more.
He will?
I guess so.
All right, give it to me.
What do you want?
Also from You're the Worst, he plays Edgar. That's right, it's Desmond Borges.
I taught my son the Dikembe Mutombo, no.
You did?
So I just kind of do that all the time now.
How old is your son?
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
damn it, you should have said 32. That would have been hilarious.
He's actually my uncle.
It's
uncle.
Getting a little warm.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah, what I spoke too soon.
Man. Yeah. I am getting so hot. I'm going to take. So what do you, what can you tell us about Edgar this on the new season?
Oh, man, shit's going great. He's on season two of writing Doug Love Sketches. making that.
It's true. The character Doug Benson is going to reappear this season.
That's right.
As the boss man.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm so brilliant, too. DB I'm a brilliant Industries. Boss. You really look up to me.
I do.
I love that.
I'm nervous being here right now. but no, I start making some dope-ass money and find a new dope-ass friend.
I like that. I mean, I would be happy to see a whole season where nothing bad happens to you.
I'm so hot, I'm going to take my fanny pack off. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's
I feel
a,
like
that's
anything
a
is a good start, right?
Yeah.
Can I do shoes? Is that going to gross everyone out?
No. It's
oh,
not.
There were people who just were like, yeah.
It's not like we're in
they
coach.
They were saying no, but they were
I wouldn't again. Take my shoes off because...
I'm
because
just not going to put my feet on the ground. There we go. See?
Well, let's get this for the internet.
The man does not respect my decision at all.
I think you're going to find pictures of your feet on the internet tomorrow.
Guys, these are a 5 on WikiFeet. I just want to show you what a 5
wait,
looks
out of
like.
How much? Out of 100?
Is that right?
Or is that are they just counting the you have the correct number of toes?
Sets.
These
I
are
have
only
a 5 out of 5. Let's be real.
5 is
these.
The maximum you can get on WikiFeet.
Size so
you
6.
Wait, you submitted your own feet?
No, I did not submit my
they
own feet.
They just do it without your permission.
Is there a hot or not for feet?
Basically. There's
wait,
Wikifeet.
Wait, so you're on Wikifeet and mm-hmm. people rate your feet?
Yes.
And you're a 5 out of 5?
Yes. It's basically
very
the highlight
sad.
Of my career, so let me have it.
Wow.
Our good friend Nikki Glaser is probably a 1, or can it go lower than 1?
Wait, does she have shitty-ass feet?
Oh, she showed them on her show one time. She has the most jacked-up feet you'll ever see.
Why? What happened?
Yeah, she's open about it. I didn't just out her.
She talks about her shitty-ass feet.
Yeah. Yeah, those aren't her words, though.
Her fucked-up, gross fucking
janky.
Feet.
Janky. I think she calls them janky. That's Kumail Nanjiani, everybody.
Hey. Do we not talk about what we've brought for
I
prizes?
Mean, I get to that, you know.
Okay.
We got to kill 90 minutes here.
Great. Thank you for having me. It's been a little while.
It's been a minute. You were going to be on, and then I had a plane issue. I couldn't get here for my own show, and that was very sad. And you know what else is very sad? You and I were on the very first episode of At Midnight.
Yeah.
And then not on the last one.
Why were we not on the last one?
I think we were busy.
Did you get asked?
No, but I was busy. I was busy. I just was kind of holding out hope that they knew I was busy.
Or did you find something so that you could say you were busy once you were not asked?
That's why I said to Pete Holmes, I need to be on your show as an excuse to not be there when they asked me to be on the last.
Yeah.
It was the cancellation or end
and
of
it's
the show,
like
whatever
the only
you want to call it. It went down so recently. Like 3 weeks ago, they decided it wasn't going to be a show anymore.
Yeah.
And then there wasn't time for me to get on one last time, and I would have especially liked to be on that last one.
Yeah, especially because it wasn't just 3 people. They had like 40 people.
Yeah. And they
had a lot of people.
I think in one of the last episodes, they even used hashtag butts. Or no, Chris Hardwick in his final Thanks for watching my show. Ended it with hashtag butts.
Yeah, you know this.
Which you started on the very first episode.
I started, and they sell merch that says hashtag butts.
They do?
Yeah.
Yo, are you getting some residuals off that?
No.
What the fuck?
I get nothing. It's just like hashtag butts.
No shirt residuals? What's SAG doing?
What the fuck? I think then Will Wheaton said it once, and everyone was like, oh, Will Wheaton came up with a hilarious thing, hashtag butts. And I was like, no, that was me. But I can't say it, because then I seem petty. And then they won't have me on the last episode.
Yeah, that's probably why they didn't have you on the last episode. They didn't need all this to come out.
Yeah, jeez, oh God.
It was a happy celebration.
Edit that out, thank you. Hashtag butts. Yeah, yeah, it was a fun show. It was cool because it was, I think, a way that a lot of people found their new favorite comedians. Like, mm-hmm. like a lot of... I can't remember anyone who's done that fucking show. Me and you.
I geeked out over Steve Agee when he came to do our show because I was watching At Midnight and uh-huh. I'd seen him on At Midnight and I made him tell me everything.
Yeah.
And that's probably what he's most known for is At Midnight. Either that or Blocking the Sun.
I didn't
love a pot shot at a guy that's not even here.
Yeah, it's because it started off kind of mean.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he is a big guy.
He's a big fella, but he was always a great guest on the show. He got to be on the last episode.
Yeah, you were one of the winningest ones, right?
I won the most. Now the record is already gone. Nobody cares because it's not a show anymore. People are saying Ron Funches won the most. Not true.
Yeah, so Funches is your Wheaton.
He did have a better batting average. Yeah. He did have a better batting average than me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had less at-bats and more wins.
I
batted 500, he probably batted more like 650 or 7.
Okay, that's why he was
there. If I understand how that works, I'm not a baseball guy, really.
It's dividing.
Yeah, sure. 1,000 would be the best, just like on WikiFeet.
Yeah, so you have 5 out of 1,000.
Batting 750 is incredibly difficult, by the way.
Right?
Just as a...
Yeah,
a,
no, I've always heard batting 500 as an expression that means you're doing great in baseball.
Yeah.
But anywhere else in life, doing half as well as you could is not that great.
Except acting. Auditioning. If you get half your auditions, you're killing it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you meant while you're auditioning. If you give half the performance.
If half the movies you're in are good, is that a good...
Are you
that's
kidding?
Pretty
I'm
good,
in,
right?
Like, one every 7 years that's good.
Yeah.
I'm in one. That's...
Half of it is good.
The half she's not in. I'm joking. Come on. I love Aya. Aya.
Aya. I apologize if people yell at you that way on the street.
Aya.
Because of this. But Kumail is officially now, I'd say, a movie star.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Stop it.
I've started a countdown calendar to the day you won't come on this show anymore.
You don't get movie stars on here?
Name one other than John Hamm.
Fuck. I shouldn't have come.
But some have been on. I'm saying I get them on once or twice, you know, because you get them at the right time. And then next thing you know, they're like starring in Skull Island and won't return my calls.
Who's he talking about?
Brie Larson?
Yeah.
Good call.
No, Sam Jackson.
Yeah, that was his big break. Finally. Oh, when's that guy going to be anything? When's he going to be in every movie that comes out?
Oh, yeah, there's that thing that's about to open. The hangman... No, the bodyguard's daughter. The bodyguard's daughter.
Oh. Is this like a sequel to the Kevin Costner Whitney Houston movie?
No, it's called The Sisters Hitman.
No, no, it's like the Hangman's body sister. What is it called? It's called The Bodyguard's Hitman's Bodyguard. Right, that does make sense. Why would a hitman need a bodyguard?
Oh shit! Premise made.
He's already a hitman. Just hit the people attacking you. God, I hope that movie's a huge hit so I have a bit for a couple of years.
But hitmen sneak up on people. Bodyguards just have to stand there and be prepared for whatever comes at them.
That's
so that,
right.
They'll make an excellent team, I think. I think in the end, they're going to work things out. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if one of them did just die, especially the hitman?
The hitman,
if
yeah.
the bodyguard's just like, well, I tried.
But
I'm just a bodyguard. You're a fucking yeah. hitman.
The hitman's bodyguard. Right.
It has to be Liam Neeson, though, right?
What?
Please tell me they cast Liam Neeson.
No.
Y'all have seen Taken, all of them, right? He just kills
Taken.
Everyone.
And no, it's the first time. Yeah.
You loved it?
I went with it.
You were taken.
I was taken. And it was on TV. Like, I waited for the commercial.
You were taken
end.
On TV?
Yeah, in Canada.
Canada!
What else are you going to do?
This story has so much to it.
I wish the line in the original movie is, you're going to be taken on a journey. To an exotic locale. I just saw Split.
I saw it too
finally.
Just now. I just saw it too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was the ending a surprise for you?
No.
The very ending?
No. I'd known about it.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I did not guess it.
I heard about that. But then when I saw it at the end there, they bring up something that I think I can mention. Is Split been around long enough?
Yeah.
They say that Sam Jackson's character in Unbreakable...
Yeah.
Has a split personality disorder.
I don't think they do.
They say he has a personality problem. Don't
well,
they?
He's definitely got a personality problem.
Yeah, he does.
He's a fucking dick.
Yeah.
What do you think it is they say about him? When they bring up, when they're talking to women in the diner, they're talking about Mr. Glass, and they go, he has a similar problem to this guy they just arrested.
Just that they're like sort of like supervillains in a world where they're
super
shouldn't
fucked up?
Yeah, where okay. they're like, oh, he was a fucked up guy who went by a different name. Now there's another fucked up guy who goes by a different name, and it's
yeah, they both
the
have,
horde.
They're both fucked up, but they also both have serious problems that are.
Yeah.
I really thought we were talking about multiplicity for like half this conversation. I was like, Split.
I think
yeah,
I would have liked
Michael Keaton being eight people, right?
You were worried that we might have thought that multiplicity hadn't been out long enough. Are we okay in multiplicity? Can we finally?
I finally saw The Founder, and I think that would have been a better movie if Michael Keaton played all the roles.
Yeah.
Except for Nick Offerman's part.
That's
the only one that should get to keep his
part. Is that a good one, The Founder?
I didn't watch all of it, but I liked what I saw.
You know where it ends.
I saw part of it on a plane. Yeah, exactly. I was like, this guy's going to really make this work out.
Yeah. Does it take...
This guy, Ray, is really hustling to steal this franchise from these innocent men that don't know better. Because it's all about he fucks over two guys that actually came up with the idea of McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's Facebook.
It's...
Oh. It is.
Whoa! Whoa.
Yeah, instead of the social network,
fine.
They should have called it the Food Network.
The Food Network. Very good. Very good.
Points!
Points, huh? What did you think of Split? I'll tell you this. I liked a lot of it. I feel like that there is a certain thing in it that made it very hard for me to watch. There's like some like abuse stuff in it that's like really too hardcore for me to handle on an airplane. Like it just was like, do you know what I'm talking about? I felt like it was too much for me. I couldn't handle it.
Well, you feel that way about like women in Jeopardy in general?
No, that's fine. Because
that does come up a lot in movies.
Yeah. No, the women in Jeopardy...
Being imprisoned and...
Her backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
The main girl's backstory.
Yeah, the backstory is fucked up.
It's so intense.
I'm like, why? We're already in a creepy enough movie. Why are we flashing back to the lovely bones?
Right. It's a little. It was a little too rough for me.
Yeah.
So that like made it hard for me to watch that movie.
But it was rough. But it was also like teasing, like it was like implying a lot without being very specific, which I guess is good.
I your problem was that it wasn't specific enough.
But I met that guy that plays her uncle or her fucked up uncle, And
you met him?
Yeah, he's in. I was at the premiere of the movie Green Room, and there was a guy that's in the movie that would not stop laughing and talking really loudly behind me the entire time, and I was really irritated with him. And then the house lights came up, and the guy said hello to me because he was a fan, and he was one of the stars of Green Room. He was like, "Did you see Green Room?"
Yeah, he's one of the guys in Green Room.
He's the bouncer
right.
that gets his fucking arm broke.
Yeah,
spoiler.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, yeah, I just put that together.
But that guy's a really good actor and another huge human being. And but he was very nice when I met him, but boy, was he irritating to sit in front of.
He was just talking through his own movie.
Because it was a premiere of his movie that he
but
probably
he
hadn't
saying?
Seen yet. Oh, man! Like, just like reacting like...
Aya!
Like it's... It's Aya!
Aya!
Points.
All right. Okay, so where are we supposed to be right now? We're supposed to figure out what you guys brought for the prize.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Let's do it. Go ahead. Aya, you go first.
Aya, you can go first.
Okay. I forgot. And then here, this
I'll
is a Barkin'
you.
Bitches bag, which is where I adopted my dog. There's not the dog stuff's for my dog, but but I did go to Jewish Council Thrift instead, and I got here. We can put the
you got artifacts from the past.
Yes, I figure you know some people can't afford Netflix, so I have 2001 Space Odyssey.
These are all DVDs for people at home.
Yeah, The Princess Bride, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Clueless. The whatever edition, which
what?
I've never heard of.
That's
then I
funny.
Was like, yeah, but let's be real. Nobody has DVD players anymore. So then
no.
I felt bad.
You got
no,
some
I,
super I've, iconic shit here. Like
yeah,
people quote
right.
all of these in their daily lives.
No, these are all
yeah,
great
all those
movies.
2001: A Space Odyssey quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. People love to say, "Open the pod bay doors." But no, like saying in a robot voice and then saying HAL or whatever,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
that was.
They're all iconic, yeah. But people do still have them because of video game players and stuff.
I do. I have, oh God.
A PlayStation?
I have a place upstate. I have a house that's a second house. Now I'm horrified that I'm sharing this. I'm bougie. So I have, and we don't have TV and we just watch movies on DVDs, so... If you're bougie, you've gone back the other way.
Uh-huh, sure.
Okay.
But if you say we don't have TV, you should also say we watch DVDs.
Yeah. DVDs.
Be consistent in that. What else you got?
All right, and then I felt bad, so I got a $50 gift certificate to John and Vinny's, which is really yummy.
Oh, okay. Yay! Lovely.
Wow.
I don't know why
clapping.
You feel guilty about bringing all those movies. That's a great.
Those are all yeah. great movies.
That's yeah. a great contribution.
Oh, thank you, yeah. guys. Thanks for propping me up.
I'd say if the winner today hasn't seen any one of these four movies, that's what they should do tonight. If they're not going to see The Big Sick.
Yeah.
Or Game of Thrones.
Or Game of Thrones.
I'm just here to promote Game of Thrones. I have nothing to do with it, but there's like dragons. It's on. Winter is here.
Before we get to Desmond, I just want to say that I honestly think that there's some Academy Award possibilities for The Big Sick.
Oh my goodness, Doug, stop it. Jeez.
Yes, tenfold.
Oh my God. Please. Well, that's very nice of you to say, but thank you.
Yeah, Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter.
Previous she's, winner, Oscar favorite, great in the movie.
She's amazing. She's
Ray Romano is like knocking great. People, blowing their minds with every new role he takes because he's always great.
He's
and
amazing.
He started off as like, you know, like Seinfeld's not doing awesome dramatic work now. Neither is Roseanne or Tim Allen. None of them are. Like he's the only one who's like, I'm going to go over here and do this. I'm doing a lot more impressions these days, by the way.
Yeah, really good.
In case you hadn't noticed.
I also like that he says, I'm going to go over here, as if that's what, like, oh, movie career, I'll go over here.
I'm on a, you guys go that way, I'm over here.
B movie? Not for me. I'm going to go over here.
Kurt Braunohler could win an Oscar.
Yeah. He's great in
it. But he's great as one of your comedy friends, along with Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham, A.D. Bryant.
A.D. Bryant. It's,
yeah.
Anyway, if you got applaud if you haven't seen it.
What are you clapping
I loved
for?
I love that it wasn't enthusiastic applauding. They were we were just getting the numbers.
Yeah.
And
somebody woohooed for not having seen it. Go see it, guys. It's still in theaters everywhere.
See it on the big screen.
It's on. It's still in theaters everywhere.
You're seeing his face normal size. See it bigger.
Do you like this? Do you want bigger?
Oh, I bet you could do a good De Niro.
No.
Yeah, you're the first one. You're starting to do it again.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the most legendary actors of all time. He's like this, right?
It's that easy.
Well, I'll just say what I have.
Okay.
It relates.
We don't have to go in order.
Well, just because it relates, I have a Big Sick mug.
Nice.
I have a Big Sick hoodie, and I have a
Watch,
signed...
Watch, it's going to fall. Careful.
And I have a signed Big Sick poster of me and... me and Emily Gordon, my wife. We wrote
my
the movie
wife.
Together. We wrote it together, so that's what you get. And there's a hoodie also.
Yeah. That's another category I'm looking at. Original screenplay.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, man.
Doug.
It's a, you know, let's be honest here. It's a category where, you know, things can squeak in because...
That feels good and bad.
Right? No, but it's...
Where some undeserved piece of shit sometimes.
It's just strange that Oscar caliber, like Oscar bait kinds of movies... tend to be based on a source material like books or plays and shit, whereas the original screenplay is where you know, like a Ex Machina or something like that'll get in there.
Uh-huh.
And I think your movie is just as good.
Oh my God! Thank you, thank you. Well, it's still in theaters. Go see it. Thank you.
Big Sick. If you liked Ex Machina, you'll love Big Sick.
Ex Machina has a little more dancing in it, but other than that, they're pretty similar.
It does have that
dancing. It does have a dance number that Big Sick does not have.
No.
Which, why couldn't you, you know, have like a fantasy sequence in the hospital? All right, so... Desmond Borges, what do you got?
The fantasy sequence is Kill Bill. Oh, no, please don't ever understand what I just said. Yeah, somebody did. He has sex with her wife.
I know, okay. I know.
Oh, I was doing what Daryl Hall?
Daryl Hannah.
I was doing what Daryl Hall and John Oates were whistling as they walked down the hallway in nurses' uniforms. Yeah, that's it. What do you got?
Oh.
Same question.
Yeah, different answer. I was hanging out with my little guy today, and that's my son.
Yeah, when I say it, it's just about me.
Yeah. And so you know we were hanging out, we were walking in Highland Park, and I took him over to the donut friend because he hadn't been introduced to it yet, I picked him up and I said, pick out which donuts you like, and he picked out four donuts that all seemed to kind of be chocolatey in nature except for an apple fritter, and he does not know this, but their apple fritters are my favorite fucking apple fritters, so I know he's my son. But there's like a Nutella vision.
Oh, so you don't have to go on Maury?
No.
The old donut test.
You like
so
donuts?
So much easier. Yeah.
You like the one thing everybody loves? You're my son.
You're my son.
Wait, you like donuts too?
I don't even know where the fuck I was.
That one.
But what's the? Where are these
all right,
from?
Yeah. So this is from Donut Friend in Highland Park on York.
It's great.
It's pretty,
best
pretty
donuts
spectacular.
In LA. I'm just
they do donut because, sandwiches, right?
Yeah, they do. They'll cut
the
them open, throw some ice.
Speculus one
yeah.
with like speculus cookie butter in the middle of the donut.
Yeah, and then they do a little
what
chocolate
kind of
on top
butter?
With like a oh.
Speculus.
Speculus.
It sounds like a little like gynecologist-y. Yeah.
It's like graham cracker.
I have had
jizz
it.
Cookies. I don't know what.
Graham cracker jizz cookies.
Pick those up at your nearest dispensary.
It's so hot, I can't even think
yeah,
about what I'm
this
saying.
Is fine.
Anyway, there's like a Butterfinger one. He got s'moresy and an apple fritter, and them shits are delicious. And I also got a Donut Friend gift card so that you can go and pick out whichever ones you like if you don't like what my son chose.
Hold. Do you go there often, Desmond?
I do. I go there all the time.
That right there is the mark of a good donut when it's eating through the box.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, when it really wants to get out into the world.
You it's know you, so good. Good
do you go there often?
I don't live too close to there, but I've been a few times. I really love it.
I actually know because of this lady right here. She introduced me for the first time
and
a couple years
Des
ago.
And Des brings me donuts on set sometimes.
That's right.
It's very sweet.
What you know, if we're, nice if day. We're if we're having a bad day, I just fucking Postmates in a couple dozen donuts from Donut Friends, and everyone peps right up. Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Don't you wish he was on your show?
Uh-huh. Excuse me?
Don't you wish he was on your show?
I do.
Does TJ Miller, I mean.
Yes, finish the question. Does TJ Miller, I don't know
like
how
like donuts? I think I know the answer.
Well, if the question is just T.J. Miller and then anything else after it, the answer is always yes.
Yeah. No, the answer is yeah!
Denver, yeah!
Yeah. But was there a donut bringer on the set of Silicon Valley?
We did get donuts every day in the afternoon, like at Crafty. There was always... And they were... You know, I know Cronut was a fad for a little while, but they're
good.
Oh, I just had one for the first time. I was like, what is this? And how does it enter my body on a regular basis? I'm so hot.
By mouth.
Or.
You can't just smush your highly rated feet into them and have it just... They are so good, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Her feet? 5 out of 5.
Now, I normally ask all the panelists what movies they've seen lately, but I was telling me previous to the show that you haven't had time to see any movies, really.
I did. I watched a movie like a month ago on demand.
Oh, okay.
Called I, Daniel Blake.
Oh, I just saw that at a film festival. Heartbreaking.
Soul-crushing. Very hard. And yeah. Those actors are incredible.
Everybody in it's amazing. It's very naturalistic.
Hallie Squires?
Maybe.
I've never heard of her. I mean, yeah. Like, just brilliant. Performances.
Ken Loach.
Sobbing.
It's a Ken Loach movie, yeah. and it has subtitles.
No.
When I saw it, it did.
Really?
Yeah. Because,
were you in Canada too?
Because the accents are so thick, and I was kind of bummed out by it because I'd rather try to figure out what they're saying.
Yeah, I watched it without subtitles.
There you go.
It's British or something.
British, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really it's just about this older gentleman trying on his own to deal with all the red tape of just getting his benefits, and it's. Fucking brutal.
Yeah, he's had a heart condition and he can't work, but they won't. I mean, you know.
And this is part of the MCU?
No, but it is part of the TCU. Did you hear that The Conjuring has the nerve to be a universe now?
What is...
The new Annabelle movie, Annabelle Creation, is from The Conjuring universe. It says it on the poster.
Really?
Yeah.
I will say I know
you like those movies.
I do. We've interrupted those mm-hmm. movies. Yeah.
Annabelle, like the guy that directed the new Annabelle Creation, he brought Annabelle as his name tag to Douglas movies and sat in the front row. And I was like, if Kim Hale was here, he probably wouldn't be able to proceed with the show.
That guy was here? Wow.
The guy with the fucking doll. Annabelle was sitting in the front row.
Oh, wow.
You would not have been able to handle
Did
that.
Did you get Annabelle?
Think.
Did what? You get to keep the doll?
No. He brought a fucking real Annabelle from
the
movie.
The
There's like two of them, I guess. And this guy drives around with one so he can go in the carpool lane.
So So is I Daniel Blake? Is it's a tough watch?
Yes.
Yeah, like uncontrollable sobbing. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty intense, but it's
real rough.
Beautiful.
I saw it at the Traverse City Film Festival where they show a lot of real heavy movies. So like for 3 days in a row, I was like sobbing at the end of the movies. Traverse City Film Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael Moore picks all the movies, so they're all, you know, left-leaning cry fests. It's a very emotional experience.
Yeah, that was my favorite genre at Blockbuster. Left-leaning cry fests. Oh, God.
Draft House is doing that.
Yeah, Draft House is doing that.
Oh yeah, Draft House made a special menu in conjunction with you for Big Sick, where it had an actual Pakistani meal that you could order while you watched the movie.
Yeah, we sort of worked with them. I mean, I didn't come up with any of the recipes. I just talked to the chef and was like, these are the things. I sent him like 15 things, and then he sort of picked four and combined different ones and sort of came up with his own versions of it. And the food is so fucking good. I went and like, you can like watch the movie and eat the food that we're eating in the, there's a lot of food eating in the movie. And it's like, it was, the Draft House has been so fucking great to us with this movie. They've been so cool. And you realize, like, if a movie theater like has like a personal, like if it's a brand that people trust, you get so people like they said, we recommend The Big Sick, and all their theaters, our movie did way better like than any other theaters. They just like people,
they just come
them.
Out and say it, don't see this one on theater 4, go to theater 5, because that's what people are worried about now with Rotten Tomatoes. Is that Rotten Tomatoes and Fandango are owned by the same people, and so they put the Rotten Tomato review next to every title in every theater.
Yeah.
So you're looking for a movie to see. Why would you pick something that's got 6% on Rotten Tomatoes when there's ones that have...
Which one are you talking
98%.
About? 98%. Yeah, which one is that?
Well, because I was reading a specific article.
Yeah.
I was reading a specific article because TJ Miller tweeted the link.
Oh, yeah. Two Silicon Valley people had movies out this summer. And combined, the score was 104.
Yeah. So fuck the haters.
Why did I do this?
Hey, you can't. Numbers don't lie, man.
Numbers don't lie.
But it is an interesting point that, you know.
By the way, I love,
You're just joking around. Yeah. The movie fucking it still made $20 million its first weekend because they were clever and they didn't let any critics see it until, you know, like the day before it opened.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
It fools people into thinking that the Emoji Movie might be...
The Friday night crowd just goes anyway. And especially for a movie like that, it plays mostly to under 18 anyhow. So they just went and the movie made some money.
I've understood, like, because our movie has come out this summer and it's been really interesting because I've been following how all the other movies are doing and how we're doing and stuff. The way they make these movies... There's no risk, so there's always like a floor. Like even if they tank, they make them so that it'll make above a certain amount of money. If you spend a certain amount on advertising, you'll get a certain amount of money back. And so you see, like it's like kind of heartbreaking. You'll like, because our movie, you know, I'm very proud of our movie and it did really well. But you'll see something come out that's like horrible, and it still makes like, you know, like $20 million in the first weekend or something. Which like for a bad movie, $20 million, like they shouldn't be making $20 million.
Some of those same movies, if they had been better, would have made 78.
Yeah.
You know, like they would have been, those. You know, some of these sequels, I think Rotten Tomatoes is really hitting all these sequel movies hard because they're just not as good as the earlier ones. And in the case of like Transformers, I don't know why anybody ever liked any of it. Unless you're a 10-year-old, you know?
Have you noticed the thing that happens on Rotten Tomatoes now to like the political stuff that's happening, where people will tank movies based on if it's left or right? Like my husband just did called Reagan Show, a documentary about Reagan, and someone from, you know, a far right paper came out and was like, how dare you tear down Reagan? And their Rotten Tomatoes thing dropped 80%.
Well, they do
user ratings.
The user rating.
Yeah, just like went tanked within a day of that being released.
Oh yeah, but user like ratings are they're already like they tend to be better a bigger number than the critics give a movie because it's people that are going on the Friday night when it opens. It's the people that are most excited about that movie. So when they give it a low score on that first day. Like on that Saturday, that means that movie didn't even please the audience that was most excited to see it.
Well, there's a weird thing called, I'm sure you know CinemaScore. That like when people go on Thursday night, they poll them and just based on that, they can tell how long the movie is gonna play. And everything goes by CinemaScore. So if you get like a really good CinemaScore, it's so predictable. They can be like, oh, this movie's going to be in the theaters for 3 months. Whereas something gets like a low cinema score, they're like, oh, it'll go. And they can like predict it.
3 months is a long time now, though, too.
Yeah, it's huge. Like especially in the summer, there's so many movies coming out all the
time. There's a new big thing that's being pushed really hard. Like, you know, everybody went to Dark Tower and it got terrible reviews. I'm going to save it to interrupt it sometime, I think.
I'll do that with you.
Because I like to do those. I like to do them without ever having seen the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The next, I think on September 19th, we're going to, at the Cine Family here, we're going to do Fast and Furious 8. Fate 8 of the Furious.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. That's the only one I haven't seen.
All right. Well, I'll hit you up.
I saw.
Wait, really?
What?
Go ahead.
What happened? I saw the.
I was
Apes
ready
movie.
To move off of the what have you just seen the topic because we've taken so long with it. But
I saw the Apes movie yesterday. I went alone because Emily was like, "I've seen the first two; they're too depressing. I won't see it." It's amazing. It's just so hard to watch. It's so difficult. Yeah. For me, it's like if I'm watching like Schindler's List, I get it. Like that's real shit that happened. I should see it. Good, I saw it. This is a movie with talking monkeys. Why am I crying for 2.5 hours?
Yeah, it's pretty weird how dramatic it is.
It's
like the idea of the initial Planet of the Apes movies, through all five of them, I always thought, was that they're still fun movies, even though the apes are being oppressed and they come back and then they get oppressed again. You know, it's a whole cycle in the series.
They're like pulpy movies.
But like this one, yeah, and all these actors with the dots all over their faces acting up a storm.
Acting up a storm.
Like just so dramatic.
It's really like...
And Woody Harrelson shaving his head while giving a speech. Who does that?
Yeah, he's total like Fury Roading that movie.
God damn it.
It's just like we made an ape. It's got human eyes. It talks like a human. Watch its babies die. Have some popcorn. These aren't spoilers. I loved it, but it's like such a. They're so.
It's a war movie that's mostly
so
apes. There's not even there's not that many human characters. Like Woody Harrelson's the only one.
Woody Allen should have been in it.
Woody Allen should have been in it.
Although there is
if I could enough monkey business.
Wow.
I was trying to think of the kind of thing he would say.
There is a monkey, there is a comic relief ape in it.
Steve Zahn?
No. It's what's his name? He's a great actor. It's he's from Dunkirk on the boat. What's that actor's name?
Mark Rylance.
Yeah, Mark Rylance.
He's the funny one?
Yeah, it's a great movie, but just know that it's like not easy to watch. And then I saw Valerian, very different experience.
How'd that go?
Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw it today.
You saw it today?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
I thought the visuals were good, and I like Cara Delevingne. I think she's interesting to watch, and that is it.
That's what I
liked about it, but yeah. I had to see it on the big screen just because it's even more pointless on a small one.
Yeah, I mean that world.
The effects are really cool.
The world is amazing. Yeah. All the it's like gorgeous.
It looks cool. You just wish like some interesting characters would run in and take over. Like they're just given lines that are just like the banter is just way too simple. But it's also again, this is a thing we were kind of talking about knowing how much a movie's going to make. It doesn't matter how it does in the States. The States is just kind of like a throwaway thing. Like, let's see how it does. But it doesn't matter because internationally, it's just going to be huge.
Like Transformers
English
is huge.
Not necessary to watch it.
No.
And have an idea of what's going on.
It's a hindrance.
Yes. Yes. Knowing what they're saying
hurts. Bad.
But I really liked the scene with Rihanna where she kept changing into different
things. Rihanna was great in it.
Yeah.
Rihanna was great in it.
It was way better than her turn in Battleship.
I didn't
She was a little miscast over there. This time they're like dancing alien, and I'm like, yes.
It also has this weird moment where she's sort of like a stripper, and then he's like, no, and she has like a stripper name or something, and he's like, no, I want to get to know you. What's your real name? And her real name is Bubble, which is like a stripper name. Why would they not pick a normal name for like her real name?
Because when she's not impersonating a person, she's made of bubbles. She looks
like a
big
bubble. Yeah,
but
there's a whole race like that. Are they all called Bubble? We're not called Human Face.
What about the Jar Jars?
Yeah.
No, Jar Jar is a Gungan.
Yeah.
He's a very specific Gungan.
Her name is Bubbles. Because she looks like a bubble, yeah.
All right. I'm glad we got through that.
But the apes is totally... Maybe one of the... It's maybe the best. Do you think it's the best blockbuster trilogy other than Lord of the Rings? Maybe it's gotta be in the conversation.
This might be the first episode of the show where we just give the prize to the best name tag. We just give the bag to the one we all like. No, we got time. We can do this. We're gonna play some games.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
an hour ago I was talking about killing 90 minutes.
Oh my God!
An hour later. So, Bert, turn the show off, because I'm about to say, let the games begin!
Name tag, step out of the shadows!
Got lots of good ones. Go pick one. While you do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
I'm going to put my shoes on.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Whatever your next big idea might be, count on Squarespace to help you create an eye-catching online platform that brings it to life. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to look like an expert right from the start. You even get a unique domain, which strengthens your brand and makes it easier for visitors to find you. Plus, with Squarespace's award-winning templates, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support can help you with any problem, no matter how technical or trivial seeming. Think of them as your very own IT department. So make your next move and start your free trial at squarespace.com today. Enter offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's D-O-U-G, Doug. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our old pals at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. You guys already know all about Loot Crate. They've been a longtime sponsor of Doug Loves Movies and have been incredibly generous with our listeners. Do I even need to continue with this ad? Probably not, but here I go. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then try Lootwear, monthly wearables and accessories from cult classics from your favorite franchises. Or if you want to geek out your pet, try Loot Pets. Be the envy of your friends and get 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter my code, Doug, save $3 on any new subscription. August Loot Crate theme is Kingdom, featuring items from The Legend of Zelda, Adventure Time, and The Lord of the Rings. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of epically serious proportions. Or seriously epic proportions. Either way, you have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that is it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription today. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money?
then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk about it when we're back from the break. We're back! So...
Oh,
so
shit.
So Kumail did not pick the Funko figure from Silicon Valley. So what did you pick?
I picked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Booze.
Oh, that's fun. And there's a glowing bottle of Tito's at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Are you a Tito's fan?
I'm a huge Ninja Turtles fan.
Oh, okay.
I saw this right when it came out.
Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja,
that's
go.
Right.
Go, go. Yeah, no, I was there, man. We might have seen it at the same theater.
You Vanilla know? Ice.
Yeah, man. Wasn't the move some shit like this where it was like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was kind of like a version of the Atlanta Falcons' Dirty Bird without the bird.
I thought the first two Ninja Turtle movies were great.
Okay, Desmond, what do you...
Yeah.
I missed out on the whole Ninja Turtle thing. I never got into it. And then Michael Bay got his hands on it. Yeah. But that's, I feel about any property these days, you know, a reboot might get it right at some point, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind reboots. It doesn't like ruin the original thing for me, and it's just another shot at getting another thing that you like.
Yeah, right? Like people, some people are mad about the new Jumanji. And I'm like, I'm not that fond of the first Jumanji. Take another crack at it. Go ahead.
I just saw the first Jumanji recently.
The effects do not... They were bad at the time. Like, it does not look like a rhino's really running down the street. It, like, really has a weird, like a video game quality to it.
Yeah, it's, like, sort of shiny, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Desmond, you got a picture of Tony Danza?
Yeah, Tony Danza, it must be from Who's the Boss.
It could be from a number of his projects around that time.
Yeah, he's got a good...
Could be from Taxi.
Yeah, but nah, I don't know. Nah, this doesn't seem like Taxi. I mean, there he's like Samantha, Mona, you know, something of that sort. Mona.
So, why'd you pick that?
Oh, man, because I had a huge fucking crush on Alyssa Milano when I was a little kid.
Oh,
and Samantha.
Okay.
And, yo, I'm telling you, if I could find this fucking yellow hybrid sweatshirt, I would buy the shit out of that shit. That's what's up. And I always put a towel over my shoulder like that when I'm grilling. So, I don't know, it just hit on so many levels, dude.
And so the guy's name that you got it from is Tony?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And
good
his
job,
name
Tony.
Is Tony.
Did you ever see Tony Danza in She's Out of Control?
No.
Yeah. That's a movie he was in. You should check it out.
What's the premise, real quick?
16-year-old daughter wants to fuck.
So who's the boss?
But those weren't his kids. When it's his own kid, that's all different stakes right there. That's movie. That's movies.
No,
that's not TV.
Yeah, raise the stakes. Make it his kid.
Yes,
his
Nobody daughter. Ever fell into a pool on Who's the Boss, but they do and she's got to have... No, that's not it. She's Out of Control. I almost said She's got to have it. Tony Danza was great and She's got to have it.
He
He dances real good.
That also sounds like a movie about a 16-year-old girl trying to lose her virginity.
That girl wasn't much older, right?
She's got. I haven't seen that one either.
You never
of
saw
them.
She's Gotta Have It?
I haven't seen many She's Gotta movies.
You want women to make only their own decisions?
Only 6 to 7 minute clips online?
Yeah, just the clips online. Yeah, I haven't seen She's Out of My League. I haven't seen...
All That?
I've seen All That.
She's not out of All That. She's All That, so it's all right. It's the girls that are out of things.
Yeah.
What about you ought to be in pictures?
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I'd be into that.
No oughtas or addas.
No.
All right.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what they want to do. Show me.
Like my film, yeah. The Big Sick.
Yeah. We don't
Someone
tell
gets
you.
Sick and it's big.
It's big.
It's a big sick.
We trust you to figure it out.
Speaking of movies that are properly titled, you found the Death Becomes Her poster.
It's the Beth Becomes Her poster.
Do you like that movie?
I do.
We were talking about it at the beginning because I saw the name tag. 25 years old this year.
I was...
Meryl Streep?
I
yep, she just turned 25 years old.
I can't believe that's 25 years old.
Right?
It's my age. How did I see it so young? In one small bottle, the fountain of youth, the secret of eternal life, the power of an ancient potion. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Spoiler alert, Bruce Willis dies eventually. That's what it says on the poster.
That is
that
a long tagline. And weird that they were giving away the ending that 25 years ago. The first spoiler on a poster.
For real though, from a weird side angle, Bruce Willis looks a little like Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh,
like,
I see that.
He really does.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Go ahead, Paul.
Just put a hat on it and you're done.
In the remake, we can have Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, he'd be great in that.
Who else is in the remake? Who's playing Meryl Streep? Because I'm clearly Goldie Hawn.
Mamie?
So.
Mamie?
Don't go easy.
Why not?
All right, fine.
It's Hollywood,
one of the kids.
That's what they do.
All right, so that's
not
who you guys are
six,
playing
though.
For.
No.
So the people whose name tag you chose will win all the prizes. Pass Tony and Tito down here. But this is also unique in that usually they just tape a Tito's bottle to the signs because they know I like Tito's. And this one's, you know, actually in the artwork. So that's pretty impressive, I think. All right. What's the guy's name?
Dean.
Good job, Dean. All right, we got time for a couple of games, I think. Is there another show here tonight in this facility?
Probably not till 8 if there is one.
Can we go a couple minutes over? Got anywhere you need to go, Ryan? Producer Ryan says thumbs up. So maybe we'll go a couple minutes over. Oh, you do need to go somewhere? That's what the thumbs up meant? I was like, do you need to go somewhere? And
he was literally hitching a ride out of here to go to his next thing.
All right, so
I saw Dunkirk.
I was going to do a game of, it's not really, you don't win any points, but it's just interesting to see what people's answers are that some of the listeners enjoy called Love Like, Hate, Hate Like, and or Hate Love, could go either way at the end there. But it's basically, I tell you the name of somebody, and you have to say a movie of theirs that you love, a movie of theirs that you hate, a movie of theirs that you like, just like, you know, it's just okay, and a movie of theirs that you hate yourself for liking.
Okay.
And I was going to make you and everyone do the great Holly Hunter and say Big Sick. I almost called it Big Slick again. Big Sick is disqualified.
Okay.
But let's just do best. Let's just keep it positive.
Okay.
Favorite best Holly Hunter movie.
For me, probably Broadcast News.
Right.
It's such a great movie. And she's amazing in it. You know, the same year... She had, well, I don't want to say the other movie that, because other people might have that movie.
Well, it's not a game where you're trying to keep other titles from people.
She had Raising Arizona and Broadcast News come out the same year.
Like back to back, yeah.
Yeah, and they're both amazing and totally different.
Yeah, and also just, I don't know how well she knew the Coens. I know she has a brief thing in their first movie. I think she's in it.
Oh, really?
Very quickly. But, yeah, she obviously is working with some of the best directors on two movies very early on in her career.
Yeah, those two movies, and they're totally different, and she's completely different in them, and they're both, like, classics. So I would say, but for me, Broadcast News is the one that I really, really, that's my favorite.
All right. Movie. Des?
Well, I mean, my favorite? All right.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Always?
Oh, how'd you know?
Because I know you love firefighters.
I do.
Oh, in the forest.
No,
forest. What?
Oh, yeah. Especially in the forest.
You like to watch them dump all that water.
Oh, man. See it splash
like
the ground.
I feel like there's an inside joke right now.
There really was a Steven Spielberg movie starring Holly Hunter.
I haven't seen that one.
Starring Hunter.
I haven't seen it.
You never saw it?
But it's like a ghost movie, right?
Whoopi Goldberg is also in it, yeah.
Okay.
It's Richard Dreyfuss and John Goodman. But anyway, but what's your favorite of hers?
I was going to say Raising Arizona, but...
Okay, so that's a great one to say.
But,
yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'd say The Piano, but I like to have fun when I go to the movies.
Yeah.
The thing is depressing as shit.
Raising Arizona is one of those when you, like 30 seconds in, you're like, this is a great movie.
Yeah. It's pretty sick. The opening title card doesn't appear for like 15 minutes. It's like one of the longest cold opens in a movie. Where like even when I see it, I've seen it so many times, you still start to get into it, and then suddenly it says Raising Arizona, and you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, the
movie. I haven't done this part yet.
I love that where you're like, oh, the movie's just starting? All that wasn't even part of the movie.
Yeah,
extra
to trick
movie.
You into thinking the whole thing went by quicker. Probably.
Yeah.
But that first sequence is so long, I guess they didn't want to break it up. So many movies now don't even mess with any kind of title card. I mean, they'll have a title card, but they don't have... The credits are all at the end. I sort of miss that. I like the credit sequences.
They don't do credits at the end?
They do them at the end, yeah.
Oh, right.
They don't do them at the beginning. So then they have to do every actor twice at the end because they didn't do them at the beginning.
I think the art of having the...
It's a contractual thing.
The title come at a thoughtful point rather than just the beginning of the movie is like a great... thing that people don't use enough, like Guardians of the Galaxy always does it. In both of them, they do it really well. Like when it comes up, it's very...
It's so bizarre. When it says TriStar Pictures Presents in Baby Driver, it's right after that amazing opening sequence. And I get tingly every time, which you should not get over the name of the company that made the movie. But just that like great sequence and then the title start and then that sequence is great. But the title sequence with Baby Groot dancing around is
it's awesome.
I can just watch that over and over
again. It's awesome.
So good. Do you have a favorite Holly Hunter?
I mean, it's just sad because I was going to say Raising Arizona too. So we.
No, that's a good pick. I think.
Answer.
Yeah,
you know what's another one is The Incredibles is.
Yeah, that was possibly going to be mine. Is that she's. And that it's just her voice and it's still such a great performance. It's, all of those voice actors in that one were so good, and I'm so psyched about Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really great.
It's
going
to be hard to fuck that up. But I mean, they can, but hopefully they won't.
Shout out Top of the Lake, too, because that's
an
amazing
performance. I haven't seen any of Top of the Lake.
It's spectacular.
It's like, isn't Elizabeth Moss going to like do that and Handmaid's Tale? She's just going to like bop back and forth?
Yeah.
Good for her.
She's Carrie Cooning it.
She's totally Carrie Cooning it.
Yeah.
Who is Carrie Coon on Fargo? Mm-hmm. I think is my favorite character on TV right now. But let's talk about movies. Fargo was a movie, and now I really like the TV show. No, let's play a game.
What? I haven't. I saw the new Spider-Man movie.
All right.
Did you guys know there's another Spider-Man movie? It just came out.
You know, the only reason I know that is because I saw a clip of that kid on that like lip sync show, and he's so incredible. I wanted to go see the new Spider-Man.
That's what lip sync show? Sorry.
It's called Lip Sync Battle.
Yeah.
With LL Cool J and Christy Teigen.
And the guy playing Spider-Man is so spectacular. In
Tom Holland.
In his video.
What song did he do?
I will go see the movie.
Did you
Umbrella?
He did Umbrella, and he did a very androgynous version of it. Is that a way to say it?
Yes, but he is so good.
Okay.
Anyway, how was the new Spider-Man?
Did you so good.
Amazing. I thought it was great. I liked it a lot.
I liked it too. I liked it too. But let's settle down, okay. Marvel, and make 2-hour movies. 2 hours is enough.
It's very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
enough. They're all long.
Come on.
Yeah.
We promise we'll go to the next one.
Michael Keaton Vulture is probably my favorite supervillain from this like new run of superhero movies of the last 10 years.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because of his what happens to him in the what happens to him in the second movie. I really like Michael Rooker in the Guardians movies for favorite villain, but he sort of has he's more ambiguous. But also, that's the thing that's cool about Michael Keaton in the movie is he's sort of torn between.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not just bad.
So right.
It's an interesting
character.
Right.
You understand what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I also liked about.
I just wish that he would put on a bird costume and start talking like this. I just wish he would do the Birdman thing at some point.
I mean, he is playing the Vulture.
Right?
He just does it's bird great. Characters.
Just
now.
The whole thing of like, I was Batman, not happy about it.
Yeah.
Had a lot of kind of low period in my career. Came back grudgingly to play a superhero in a weird movie.
Yeah.
And now,
it's crazy.
And now he's the villain that's dressed up like a bird. It's very very interesting. And, of course, also Ray Kroc, who is a villain in The Founder. If you haven't seen it yet, he is not a good person.
Is he presented in the movie as not a good person?
He's just presented in the part I didn't see all of it, but in what I saw, he's just like really... The guys that own McDonald's don't want to franchise, and he's like, you should franchise. Like, he's really like excited about it.
He's clearly right.
No, yeah, he... He ended up being right and rich, and those guys got fucked.
Oh,
yeah.
They didn't get money?
They got a lot less than he did.
Okay.
As I understand it, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because he is the founder.
In the beginning of the film, though, you were rooting for him. He's kind of like a salesman for this new, like, shake machine.
He's not funny, though. He's just sad. He's just, like, trying to sell a six shake maker.
He's like Willie Loman in the beginning.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, so it's like if Willie Loman became a billionaire.
Yeah,
that's what the movie is.
And then completely fucked over, you know, Biff and Happy, and then.
It's funny. McDonald's started out like the McDonald's big thing in the beginning was that I can't believe we're still just talking about movies. We need to play these games. But it was a big thing in the beginning of McDonald's that everything was so fast. That was what was so revolutionary about it is they just made the burgers and had them ready. And so when you ordered them, they just turn around and hand them to you.
Yeah, they like hand drew their own kitchen. So it was like the first kind of like quick assembly line that, you know, the burgers were always being cooked and then made and then right there.
Yeah,
like,
they
right,
figured that out. When I was a child, used to drive my dad crazy because I didn't want ketchup, mustard, or pickles on mine. And they were terrible. And that's why when Burger King came along and said special orders don't upset us, that was the marketing ploy to fuck over McDonald's because they were shitty with special orders.
Ah, okay.
But great story, Doug. We got to play some games.
But that's how you know that they're always fresh.
I'm glad you all care because there's only three people that can win the prizes. And they're probably the most frustrated amongst us. So I'm going to try to rip through these real fast. And we're going to start with a game called Characters Welcome. I'm going to name characters from the credits of a movie. And you guys guess as often as you like until one of you hits on the correct title of this movie. These are, you know how the end credits can be. At the end of Split, M. Night Shyamalan is in the movie. In his one scene, he's talking about how he likes Hooters,
yes.
the restaurant.
Yeah, so it's
one of the most
guy?
Hilarious scenes in the movie. And then it says, his name's J-J-A-I is his character name, comma, Hooters lover.
Uh-huh.
In the end credits, while very serious music is playing because you just watched a fucking scary, weird movie. But anyway, here we go. Weird characters that this movie has in it, starting with juggler, yacht captain, gala crooner,
Wolf of Wall Street,
auction bidder.
Okay.
Really painting a picture, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Elena Lincoln. Is a character in this movie.
Lincoln.
Elena.
Kate Kavanaugh. Jack Hyde.
Titanic.
No, Jack Hyde.
Oh, that was my guess too.
How are you guys guessing wrong exactly the same? That's amazing.
We're very connected.
Wait, Kate Kavanaugh, then Jack what?
Hyde.
Jack Hyde. Hyde.
Jack Hyde.
This next one.
Jacqueline Hyde?
This next one's going to do it for at least some people here. So don't yell it out if you know it. Anastasia Steele.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. The sequel.
Okay, we need the exact title.
50 Shades of Grey. A couple of shades darker.
50 Shades Darker.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, baby.
Kumail is great at movie trivia. You give him all the words, he'll put them together.
Yeah.
You know, it would have to be a, you know, fucking almost impossible for me to see that movie because I think it sucks. But now that Juggler is in there, I might go check it out.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a couple of fancy events with some of those people there.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's a rich person movie, so there's like auctions and juggling shows.
And then we're doing an interruption of 50 Shades Darker at the Castro Theater in San Francisco on Saturday, August 26th at 4:20. So that was mostly just about plugging that event. Because it's a huge theater and we got a lot of tickets to sell. But now let's play a game. 13 minutes left on the clock. Let's play a game called ABCD's Nuts! It's a spelling game, sort of. We'll start with Kumail. I'll say a letter. You name any movie that begins with that letter. And if you wrote down the movie that I wrote down in advance, you win automatically this game.
Oh, shit.
I see.
And we're going to spell the big sick. So the first letter in the big sick is T. So give me a T movie. Any movie that begins with T. Of course, movies that begin with the begin with T. So it's the easiest letter in the alphabet.
I'll go with the Titanic.
Just I see what you did.
Titanic.
I was about to. I wrote down the terminal.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Dez, what do you got for the letter H?
Home Alone.
Of course. I picked, this is crazy. You and I are on some sort of wavelength too. I went with, he knows you're alone. So you got one of the words right.
Joe Pesci was
so
great in both of those.
The best. What?
Joe Pesci was great in both of those.
I don't think he was. He was in He Knows You're Alone?
Oh, yeah. You don't remember?
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. He gets hit in the face with a paint can.
In New York.
Aya, what do you got for E?
Aya.
Any E movie?
Election?
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good one. I went with Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close. B is your letter, Kumail.
Batman and Robin.
Good answer. I said, and maybe this is too obvious considering it's the big sick. Big.
Big?
Yeah, it was big. I is the next letter for you there, Dez.
Oh, I know what you did. Yeah. Ice Age. That's right up your alley.
I really thought your answer was going to be, I know what you did last summer. I know what you did. Ice Age. And again, we must have something going on here because it's fire and ice, man. I went with Inferno.
Oh, okay.
Joe Pesci, also great in that film, too.
Okay, G is the next letter for you there.
We were just talking about it. Guardians of the Galaxy?
Volume. No, that's not good. Was there a volume on the first one?
No.
No, but volume 2 is the second one.
That would be so cocky.
I'm glad they don't play the music in the movie at volume 2. I looked right at Kumail because I knew he would hate that.
All right.
I went with, for a very specific reason, it's kind of off the theme of the whole thing, I went with the movie Goon, because the sequel to Goon is coming out soon, and it's called Goon... what's it called? No, there's no two in it. It's Last of the Enforcers. Last of the Enforcers. And I love Goon, so I'm very excited about Goon 2, and I'm going to present a screening of Goon 2 at the end of this month at CineFamily, so look out for that. I don't know if it's going to be free to get in or not, but either way, you should come see it with me. What's the next letter? S.
Silence.
I like it.
Let me come up with a... Is it Silence?
No.
Did you see Silence?
Yes. That wasn't fun either. There was no fun to be had in Silence. I went with Sully.
Okay. Sully. All right.
I is the next letter. Oh, you got I again.
I know. I'm double I. Inception?
Oh.
Are we on the same wavelength again?
No. I mean, I haven't seen the movie I picked, so maybe people dream in it. Maybe there's a spinning top. Maybe people float down a hallway. Ithaca.
What?
The school?
There's a movie called Ithaca.
Starring Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. It fits into the theme of this whole thing. C is the next letter.
Castaway.
That is correct!
No, really? Really? Wow! That's amazing!
Wait, I just need to explain my process here.
That's amazing.
Here's where he gave it away. He said Sully, and I thought plane crash, and then I thought Castaway. Oh,
some people would just think Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Some people would think the much more obvious connection.
But that's why I had to explain my reasoning.
Wasn't he shipwrecked in Castaway?
Yes, but there was a crash.
Right, there was.
He had to get there somehow. Those skates didn't wash up on the shore because they were never in a plane. or was it one skate? Did he only have one skate? Did that make it even more pathetic? Even though, I don't know what you'd do with two skates, unless you had two tooth problems. And you wanted a sterile one to go in the second time. But it's funny, I guess, with all the conversation we've been having and everything, but except for Goon, because I couldn't find a G one, all of those movies star Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what were the other ones? Big?
He's in something called Ithaca, I guess.
Big?
Big, The Terminal, He Knows You're Alone, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Big, Inferno. Yeah. And Castaway. Good job.
Wow. So what's the K one? What was the K Tom Hanks movie?
I couldn't find a K one, so I went with Kick-Ass.
Oh, Kerner and Hooch? I just thought of it. That's the one, right?
I'm trying to think of one now.
Yeah, me too.
What's another one?
Oh, I wish he'd done more movies.
You've got Kale.
You've got Kale.
Not even, the K's not even at the beginning. Nope. I'm such an idiot.
Keyless in Seattle? He just doesn't have his keys?
All right, so can we go 5 over? 5 minutes over? Okay. It's all up to you, man. Okay, he's saying it's all right. We're going to go 5 minutes over. I love looking over at you with those headsets on. I feel like I'm talking to somebody in Empire Strikes Back.
Your bar for what it takes to make you feel like you're talking to someone from Empire Strikes Back is very low. Just someone with headphones? What are you, in Star Wars?
There's a guy that he's on his post and he's got the things on his head.
I know the guy.
He's wearing a t-shirt with something on it.
Yeah. I think it's that t-shirt.
That's probably what gave it away. All right, so this last game, I got to explain it quickly and play it quickly, but I think you're going to enjoy it. It's called... Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. And the premise is I'm going to tell you the name of an actor. Aya gets to go first, then we'll go to Desmond and then Kumail. And I'll give you a name of an actor. You tell me what movie you think is in their top three, hopefully number one, but in their top three, according to Box Office Mojo.
Okay, all right.
Their entire box office run adjusted for inflation. Yeah, saying it made me almost throw up. Because to this day, I'll just give you a couple clues, let you get your bearings a little bit. Gone with the Wind is still the biggest seller of all time. It'd be number one when you adjust for inflation.
How was it? How much did it make then? And what does it adjust to now?
Do you know? I don't know the answer to either of those things. Oh, I think it made 25 cents, and now it'd be $3 billion. If you invest it wisely. So, but Avatar, which many people think, you know, and is often referred to as, if not the top grossing, close to it, is down like around like 10 or 11 or something after you adjust for inflation.
Because of these old ass movies.
So the numbers get crazy. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
It's kind of unfair because back then there weren't that many movies. So they would like play and play and play. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. okay, so I'm going to say the name of the actor, and so number one is worth 3 points, 2-2, and 3-1, and you want to land in the top three and get on the board. Play three rounds, but I got a tiebreaker ready, and we've got 8 minutes to do it. Aya, the films of Bill Murray.
Ooh.
Oh God, top three.
Yeah, what do you think's a big Bill Murray movie? Or the biggest? Go for it.
Groundhog Day.
Okay. Desmond?
Caddyshack.
Whoa.
I'm going to go. I'll say Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Okay, Kumail says Ghostbusters. Coming in at number three, The Jungle Book.
Yeah, fuck this.
That thing was fucking. That thing was huge.
Oh, yeah, he's Baloo.
Mm hmm. Number two, Tootsie. Yeah, Tootsie was huge. Huge.
He was the roommate.
Yep. And coming in at number one, of course, is Ghostbusters.
Do you have the numbers on it?
Nope. Kumail is running away with this thing. But let's start this round with Desmond. Everybody gets a chance to go first.
Oh, shit.
The films of Christopher Walken.
This is tougher than Bill Murray.
It is, because he's in so many.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they had a similar number of movies under their belts.
But Christopher
Walken, so many big ones, you mean?
He's just been smaller parts in so many.
Yeah, that's true. What do you got, Des?
I'll do Reservoir Dogs. I'm upset about it.
Okay.
Me
or Aya?
It's your turn, yes.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go Jungle Book.
Aya?
Schindler's List. It's
you know, hold
joke
on, hold
this
on.
Show. Long time listener.
You did say you have been looking at progress yeah, yeah, yeah. of movies. Yeah, yeah. This, so
I only did Jungle Book because he said Bill Murray top three Jungle Book, and I assumed that they would be comparable. But I
well,
was like,
as it turns out, at this game, Aya and Edgar, you are the worst. Edgar, I called you Edgar. All right. Listen.
No,
where are you going,
buddy? Oh
no! Don't pack it in. We got 5 minutes. We got to finish. Oh yeah, you can do that. All right. So we got two movies he wasn't in, and then Jungle Book. So coming in at number three, Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
Yep. Number two.
Can I guess another one that won't count?
Number two?
No.
Because you already got number one.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if it might be like Pulp Fiction.
Nope. Batman Returns.
Oh, of course.
Yep, that was huge. Right. And then coming in at number one, the biggest Christopher Walken movie of all time, after adjusting for inflation, is The Jungle Book from 2016.
Thank you.
Now, this just seems cruel that now Kumail gets to go first in the third round, and there's no way you guys can catch up.
Did you see Jungle Book?
No way
I
you
saw
can
it.
Do it.
I saw it.
I liked it.
It was good.
It's, yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
Favreau did a good job with it.
Yeah, it was really good.
No, it's really it was better than it should be because I think the original animated movie is just so great.
Just like in many card rooms where you're able to, you know, check before the flop comes out, I'm just going to say Jungle Book is my answer now.
Oh, a little pre-guess.
You're going all in before.
I think that's not how... Uh-huh. I think you get to go last for a reason, but let's let's see how this plays out. Kumail, Jungle Book is taken.
Is it the kid from Jungle Book? Is that what? Who are we talking about now? Who's the person?
Oh shit!
You didn't say it.
His pre-guest threw me off. Like,
yeah, it's not the kid from Jungle Book, right?
No, it's Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Okay. All right. You know, I'm gonna guess. I'll say Avengers.
Full title. I'm just kidding.
Avengers, Justice League 2.
I don't give a shit if you put Marvels in front of it or not.
Marvels, the Avengers.
That's the one you mean, right?
Marvels, yeah, the first Avengers. One.
Okay. Aya?
I mean, it's we a lost have. Cause, so I'm just going to say a movie of hers that I like, Ghost World.
Oh, yeah, Ghost.
Definitely.
Ghost World made a shit ton.
When I
surprisingly. Ghost World raked it in.
Huge in China.
So big over in China.
I'd rather go out in style.
Yeah, that's only fair. Well, Kumail, I think first ever perfect score in this game.
Oh, that's number one?
Number one, Marvel's The Avengers.
Yeah. I have been studying box office stuff. I really have.
Number two was Avengers Age of Ultron. And number three is Captain America Civil Wars.
It's all Marvel.
Yeah, number four, and worth no points, The Jungle Book. So that move didn't work out so great for you.
Moral points.
But that means Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Something About the Booze, is our winner. Come get your prizes, Dean. Where is he at? Oh, there he is. What, you're in the second row and it took that long? There you go, dude. Congratulations. Don't all in the same place. Whatever that means. Oh, you want your name tag back? Grab that too. Let's start with Aya. You're the worst back September 6th. Do you have anything else people should be looking for?
Not a damn thing.
Okay. FFXX. And... Desmond?
Jungle Book?
/ Edgar. Yeah, everyone go watch Jungle Book again. Guess who the tiebreaker was going to be?
Aya.
Oh, shit. I'm ruining a name tag. The tiebreaker was going to be Ben Kingsley. Oh. And you know what his number three is?
Jungle Book.
Schindler's List.
Wow.
So, Kumail,
I'll say the
Big Sick still in theaters.
The Big Sick is still in theaters. It's still everywhere. Go see it. Go see it. Thank you. Go see it. It's 98 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's really...
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, dude. That's where, like, you know, I think people that are like, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, you can't trust it. I don't know. That many critics that have to see everything... When a movie gets that high a number, I think it generally turns out pretty well. Unless it's a heavy, you know, heavy movie.
Oh, those intense movies.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't need something got a 90 score because of how sad it is. although there's that in your movie as well. But anyway, congratulations, and we'll have you back, you know, hopefully to, we got to pump up the whole Oscar thing.
Okay.
We'll start your Oscar campaign right here.
We'll start the campaign here. Thank you.
And that's pretty much it. That's your stuff, right?
Yes.
That's your dog stuff. Thanks for sitting through the heat with us. Thank you to everyone. A great turnout today. Thank you, everybody who came out. We'll see you over at UCB on Tuesday the 15th if you want to come check it out over there. I'm not going to say whether their air conditioning is better or worse, but because I don't know for sure. I never know until I get there. But yeah, thank you for coming. There's a celebrity in the audience tonight. Kevin Kraft from the Jason Ellis program on SiriusXM came by to the show today. Thanks for coming by, Kevin. One more time for all of my guests, Kumail Nanjiani, Desmond Borges, Aya Cash. Aya! And as always, Jeffrey Star is a shithead? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Jeffrey Star?
Yeah.
Okay. He's a drag queen?
No.
No? What are you making me say about somebody? I don't know who this is. Don't make me say things about him. Her, it, what? And drunk people who constantly say I'm not drunk are a shithead.
Once again, thank you to Loot Crate for sponsoring today's episode. Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. It's the best surprise you know is coming. August Loot Crate theme is Kingdom, with items from Legend of Zelda, Adventure Time, and Lord of the Rings. One lucky subscriber will also win a Mega Crate of seriously epic proportions. Subscribe by the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to receive this month's crate. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription today. Bye-bye.